No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
You know, my mother used to say a long time ago, whenever there would be any real catastrophe that was in the movies or on the air, she would say, always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers, just on the sidelines. That's why I think that if news programs could make a conscious effort of showing anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy, to be sure that they include that. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Do something good today.
My friend Braxton Wideman, we call him Braxy, from Braxy HQ, he suffered a seizure back in September of 2020, and after that, he was diagnosed with a brain tumor. Those who've been following Braxy and his journey, you know that he's undergone two brain surgeries and removed parts of the tumor, and he really has amazed doctors and family and friends and supporters with his determination to dominate the treatment and beat this illness. One man who saw Braxton's journey is Jared Russell, and Jared is part of the Great Cycle Challenge. And I wanted to talk to them about this special effort, this challenge that is helping children who are battling childhood cancer. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, Jared Russell and Lana Lane.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Your sister here, Lana, is going to walk us through this and be able to navigate this conversation. I know that you have some difficulties getting your thoughts out. I watched a video that your sister sent me, and it was a very special video where you were able to get some of your thoughts out. And I appreciated her sending me that video to give an explanation of your journey when it comes to seizures and falling throughout your life, the difficulties that you've had, buddy.
Yeah, Jared, so you've had quite the story, don't we know?
What did I say?
Yeah, so thank you, Mark, for having us on this morning. And Jared is actually very excited to be sharing a little bit of his story, but also just letting the family know, Braxton's family, that he is there for him, and that the journey of the brain tumor can be you know, a difficult one, but one that can be won. And Jared, at the age of 4, was diagnosed with a brain tumor, given about 30% chance of survival at that time. Today, he's 44. And so the journey can be won with hard work and that perseverance and just love with everybody surrounding you. So I'd like Jared actually to share a little bit about, you know, what he's decided to do now at the age of 44 to help support kids that are in that same struggle that he had so many years ago. So he has chosen to support families and encourage families on by riding in the Great Cycle Challenge here in Canada. And this would be year 6 for him. And so he's had a great journey with that. And so I'd like him to just tell a little bit about the why that he chose the Great Cycle Challenge to, you know, to, I guess, share his story, but also support those along the journey.
Okay. When I bought my Comet bike in 2012, I originally planned to take part in the annual 2-day 2,000 kilometer ride for Conquer Cancer. Training for that was pretty difficult for me. So 4 years later, I found the Great Cycle Challenge. My brother-in-law, Kevin Lane, said the Great Cycle Challenge would be a better venue. It has become excellent for me to be get out on your bike and get active and help out the same way. After 5 years, as part of the Great Cycle Challenge, I pedaled over 5,000 kilometers and raised $140,000. I raised the money I raised is helping kids fighting cancer look to a brighter future, one they deserve. Did you know that Canada, 3 kids die of cancer every week? Cancer was robbed to many kids in childhood cancer. Childhood battling cancer shows the bravery and fearless of superheroes every day throughout their fight. When I saw a video of Braxton, his story touched me, as I am a brain tumor survivor myself. I had a brain tumor when I was 4 years old. Now I'm 44. I send prayers to his family. This is one of the reasons why over the 5 years I raised over $100,000 for the fight to cancer. The children that I'm riding for, just as child cancer suffers and I'm a survivor.
You certainly are, Jared, and we had a young lady who passed away, Sarah Middlebrooks. We had been following her journey for a while, strong like Sarah, and she passed away from cancer. Such a precious young little girl, and it's heartbreaking for the family. When you talk about the over $100,000 that has been raised to help these families, I don't know that there can be really an expression of how much that's appreciated to step in and say that you've gone through the same battles with childhood cancer and the challenges that you've had, and then to find a sport that you enjoy, that you can do, and then turn around and use that sport to benefit other families. Lana, as a sister, I know that your family's close. How does it make you feel to see your brother in something that he can actually do and thrive at and benefit these children?
Yes, Mark, I think our family has talked about this and reflected about that question many times. And I'm not going to lie, the journey is very difficult. You know, as an older sibling, when you watch somebody in your family go through the struggle, I'm one of 5, so Jared's kind of in the middle there. And, you know, when it happens to your family, it hits you pretty hard. But to see that there's purpose now in his life, that he has a reason to get up every morning, and he discovered that on his own, right? So, Jared, if you were to see Jared today, you would see that he walks with a bit of a limp. He's lost a good amount of his right side, so he's partially paralyzed on the right side. He did have 3 surgeries at the age of 4 to rid himself of the tumor. And with that surgeries, you know, the multiple surgeries that he had, there was damage left. His tumor today, with the technology that we see today versus back when, you know, 40 years ago, that tumor may have been lasered, right? It could have been a different treatment. But the multiple surgeries to remove the actual tumor did leave some physical disabilities, as well as some, you know, speech impediments and some thought processing that goes with that. So to see that he has found something that gives him some purpose and a real will to just keep on going with the fight has been just amazing to watch. And then to see how he has, you know, affected the families that he supports and encouraged them along the way, that this journey can be difficult, but it can also be won. And he is a picture of that. And, you know, we admire him for sure every day with the journey and the success that he's had. And to watch him, you know, bring some hope and faith to other families, it's awesome.
If it's okay with you both, let me take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll share how people can contribute for this specific effort and to help Braxy. I know a lot of people have followed, as I said at the start of the show, Braxy's journey through Braxy HQ. That's BRAXYH, the letter H, and Q, HQ. We'll come back and we'll talk some more about this effort, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, folks, right now I have on the line with me Jared Russell and Lana Lane, and we're talking about a special effort that Jared is involved in. He loves sports. Braxy loves sports as well. That is something they both have in common, avid sports fans. Jared is riding for Braxy as well as other children who are battling childhood cancer. I hope you'll stick with us as I'll share how you can help be a part of this effort. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
I'll do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, X-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away. Blue-eyed kid on second base wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm so glad you all could join us today. Right now I have on the line with me Jared Russell in Canada and his sister Lana Lane. We've been talking about his great cycle challenge, this cycle challenge that Jared Russell has taken on to benefit children who are battling childhood cancer. As you heard in the first segment, Jared had his own battle with childhood cancer from a very young age as a toddler, and it created seizures, and he fell a lot, and he had a lot of accidents growing up. He has the support of his family. I listened to his mom on a video, very sweet lady, talking about her son and how proud she was of him. If I was a family member of Jared's, I would be so appreciative of what he's been able to accomplish in his life, and over $100,000 been raised for children that are battling childhood cancer. As many of you know about Braxy Wideman, he's been battling cancer as well. And Jared saw his story and wanted to help this effort, Braxy HQ. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Lana Lane and Jared Russell.
Thank you.
So glad to have you both. And I want to make sure that people know how to help this great cycle challenge as Jared continues to ride. I'm looking at a picture right now as he's on his bike. When you go out on a ride, how long do you go in a typical day?
I used to go, 35 kilometers a day. That's not rain and wind, but I used to go about maximum 40 kilometers a day if it's sunny and nice.
And tell me, Jared, how did the idea come about for you to be cycling and also use it to raise money? Did you start cycling first and then the idea came to you that you wanted to raise money through your cycling?
I wasn't actually the plan at the time. I just thought to buy the bike and sit and go riding. But I found this great cycle challenge on the website. In 2016, I said, why not? I can get some exercise on my bike and raise money for the children in the hospital. And that's what I did. Just after 6 years and over 100,000 raised for sick kids.
It's amazing. And listening to Braxy's father, Chris Wideman, he's very appreciative for his specific situation, for you riding for Braxy. And you said that Braxy's message, his video, touched your heart. You felt a connection to Braxy and decided that he's in the United States, of course. He's from Birmingham, Alabama area. But there are no borders when it comes to wanting to touch a life and to make a difference.
No, it isn't. It's a disease you can't ever, can't explain it, but it's all through your life. You have to have challenge and you have to go through. I was up and down. I fell on the pavement, chipping my tooth, and it's hard to explain when you have to be in my shoes to figure out how the pain I go through every day.
But you know what? What we've talked about, Mark, many times is that it doesn't seem to matter, the pain and the hardship and the bad stuff that comes at Jared. For whatever reason, there is a will and a drive to keep on going. And I think that's what's so admirable for people on the outside to see. And when you see that, you know, he's taking that hardship, you know, that hand, I guess, he's been given in the walk of life, and he's chosen to do something good with it. And that's the beauty of the whole story. This isn't going to knock me down. This isn't going to take me to a place that I can't do something about. I'm going to rise to the occasion, and I'm going to make it better. And that's what Jared does every day. He makes life better for himself and for those that are around him, and definitely for the kids that are battling, you know, that horrific thing we call cancer. And he calls them superheroes. And often with our fundraising events that we do with Jared, the kids are encouraged to dress up in their superhero jerseys. And they travel that journey with Jared, right? And together as a community, as families, you know, we lift up those people that are going through that hard walk right now. And it's a wonderful thing to watch. You know, as horrible as it may be, it sure is a way of bringing families and people together to support an amazing cause.
And Lana, if you want to, we can share different ways that people can follow Jared's journey. We'll share the link to support this ride for Braxy, this great cycle challenge for Braxy Wideman. But if you have some places where you would like people to connect with Jared or yourself, I would encourage you to share that.
Yeah, and I mean, definitely the people can check out Jared on his Great Cycle Challenge webpage on the actual Great Cycle Challenge website. So that is greatcyclechallenge.ca here in Canada. And Jared is on there. Jared is very active on Facebook, so you can look him up as Jared Russell, and that's two S's and two L's at the end of his name. And definitely he touches base with a lot of people on and through Facebook. And, you know, he loves that reach out and loves connecting with people. And he did. He made the choice this year that, you know what, there's going to be a lot of kids that he rides for, but Braxton will definitely be one of the superheroes that he is riding for. And we've already talked about, won't it be great when we can maybe meet face to face and have, you know, the meeting of Braxton and Jared, because he is so taken by this story. And we would love for that to happen.
Well, and as you both know, Lana and Jared, one person, one child leads to another. And if you continue to ride and you continue to go through the Great Cycle Challenge, it'll be Braxy, and then there's another young person that's waiting in the wings, because cancer has not stopped for children. And there's always that next person that needs to benefit from your riding, Jared.
Yeah, it's ongoing, and every day there's another kid that has cancer, and you can't save all of them, right? You have to, so I picked Braxton just because he has a brain tumor, and for 40-odd years, I had a brain tumor, and I'm still kicking.
Yeah.
I'm still getting the word out. You can't fall down and dig a hole for you. You have to bounce up and go day by day. Doesn't matter what obstacles it's in the way, you have to go through it.
I've talked to Lana about how she feels about you. How do you feel about your family and the support that they give you and the help that they've given you these years?
When they talk about me, I have tears in my eyes. The support that my family has with me, it's unreal. It's awesome to have that support of your family. You can't do that alone. You have to have a support of your parents or your sisters, your brothers. Or actually, I live in a senior home, and I uplift the seniors that are having a tough time.
Well, the seniors there have become your family too, Jared, right?
Yeah.
Well, I want to encourage people to go to greatcyclechallenge.ca, /riders, R-I-D-E-R-S, /Jared Q. Russell. That's Jared spelled J-A-R-R-O-D, Q as in Quebec, Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L. And Lana and Jared, I really appreciate your time today, and thank you so much, Jared, for stepping up for these children and helping them, young people like Braxy, and doing what you do, finding that sport that you love, and you can go and get some really amazing donations for these young people who are battling childhood cancer. So thank you from the Mark White Show for what you're doing, Jared Russell.
I'm just spreading the word, the awareness of childhood cancer. That's all I can do is spread the word. One thing you never get by, I'm still talking about the years that is falling down and just the memories you have when you're a child. I can't explain it and learn that.
Well, I appreciate both of you. Lana, thank you for helping us through this conversation. And Jared, thank you so much for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about your special effort and the Great Cycle Challenge.
Thank you, Mark, for having us on. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark.
You're most welcome. Thank you both. Folks, that was Jared Russell and his sister Lana Lane, and we've been talking about childhood cancer. We've been talking specifically about the children who are battling childhood cancer and Braxy Wideman right now. There's a fundraiser going on that Jared Russell has started through the Great Cycle Challenge, and he's helped many, many children, as you heard, over $100,000 raised. And Braxy Wideman is now in Jared's sights. And this fundraiser specifically for Braxy, you can go and help it at the Great Cycle Challenge. You can find Jared Russell, and I encourage you to do that. And because Sarah Middlebrooks passed away, this young lady I spoke of, I want to dedicate this show to her. Our condolences to the family of Sarah Middlebrooks in this time. She was a very special, sweet girl. I was able to visit with her in her home before COVID-19 hit. She was a wonderful, sweet little girl, and I know a lot of people are missing her now. You can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can also subscribe to The Mark White Show via podcast, Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, and YouTube. I hope that you will share this show with your friends, neighbors, and family. Let them know what The Mark White Show is trying to do to make a difference in our communities. We can make a difference together. And I hope that you're finding that each day that we share a story like Jared Russell's, like Braxy Wideman's. These are important stories that we can find our purpose and we can make a difference in somebody's life. This is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up.
Nothing seems to fit.
You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Hey everyone, I just wanted to pass along this really important message because it's important to me and everybody around me. Did you know that 22.6 million Americans have battled COVID-19? Now, a huge surge in COVID cases has risen up in the US, but if you have recovered from COVID-19, you may have powerful antibodies in your blood plasma. Like, what? That's absolutely insane. One COVID plasma donation can help save 4 COVID patients. So if you want to be a hero, which I know you do, just go to a donation bank for blood or give some of your plasma if you have recovered from COVID. Anything helps. Love you.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
High Five Liquidations is coming to Athens, Alabama. At High Five Liquidations, everything is only $5. Household items, automotive items, kitchen and bath items, air fryers, citizen watches, shop vacs, Instapots, crock pots, clothing, just to name a few. At High Five Liquidations, everything is $5. Give them a call at 256-444-2682 and find them on Facebook at High Five Liquidations. On Facebook, that's High, spelled H-I, located at 1206 Highway 31 South, just north of Ramona J's. Stay tuned for the grand opening date coming soon.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.